Welcome to Jakespeare Virtual Theater Company's podcast plays. On today's episode, Tap, Tap, Tap by Jack B. Levine, featuring the voice talents of Carol Cahill as the narrator, Rosemary Raines as Ethel Belcher, and Richard Alvin White as Roy Belcher. Stay tuned after the show for an interview with its playwright, Jack B. Levine. And now, Tap, Tap, Tap from Jakespeare Virtual Theater Company's podcast plays.
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up.
Welcome
the sky,
to the modest home of the Belcher family. We are in the living room. It is evening on a cold, snowy winter day. We find Roy Belcher seated in his comfortable chair and wearing a sweater. Roy is in his late 60s. His wife, Ethel, a few years younger, enters from the kitchen.
Thanks for turning up the thermostat.
It's pretty cold out.
When's it supposed to start?
It's already snowing. They're predicting 5 inches. I bet we get double that.
Wasn't Ginny supposed to be home by now?
She'll be home soon.
Oh, I hate it when she's out driving around in bad weather.
She only went out to get your prescription.
What? Shouldn't take her this long.
That must be her now at the door.
But why would she need to knock?
Oh, I'll open it for her.
Ethel goes into the kitchen to open the door for her daughter. Ethel's daughter is not there. Ethel is confused and returns to the living room.
Where's Ginny?
She wasn't there.
So what made that noise?
It must have been caused by the wind. Luckily, the window didn't break.
Oh, there it is again. Would you mind checking the window? I'll call the police.
Ethel goes to the kitchen again. Could someone or something be tapping on the window? Roy is now on his phone.
Hello. Our daughter, she went to Glendale Pharmacy. She hasn't come back yet. Foreign car? Japanese, I think. Rodden Lane, 142. Belcher, Ginny. Oh, that's my daughter's name. I'm Roy, her father. Yeah, thanks.
Ethel returns to the living room after inspecting the kitchen window.
Thank goodness you bought those new tires. Did you hear that? Roy, I'm getting scared.
Let me go see.
Roy gets up from his comfortable chair and goes into the kitchen. Perhaps Roy will see what is making the sounds.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Ethel jumps a little as the phone rings. She picks it up.
Hello? He's checking on something. I'm her mother. Oh, wonderful. I'm so relieved. Thanks.
Roy returns from the kitchen as Ethel ends the telephone call from the police.
Ginny's safe. She'll wait until the roads are clear and sanded.
I think there's something out there.
What did you see?
I'm not sure.
You said something out there. Do you mean a person or animal, like someone's dog?
I opened the kitchen door and yelled.
Did it go away?
Yeah, it went, but not like you'd think.
What do you mean?
It disappeared. I'm telling you, Ethel, whatever it was just vanished right before my eyes.
It's dark and snowing heavily. You know your eyesight is not what it used to be.
I know what I saw. It vanished in thin air.
What do you think it was? You're not going to tell me it's an alien or something like that.
I didn't say alien. Just, it's not a person or animal. And the thing disappeared right before my eyes.
What are we going to do? What, should we call the police?
I don't think they believe we have an alien in our yard.
I've always been against guns, but I wish I had one now.
Well, look, whatever it was, it's gone. At least I think so. I hope so.
It's back. We're going to die.
Didn't bust down the door yet. Maybe it just wants some food or something.
Why does this have to happen to us? It's at our door. We're going to die. Do something. Get it to go away. Please go away. I love you, Roy. I'm glad our daughter's not here. What are we going to do? Roy. Roy. There's no alien.
I know what I saw.
You never saw anything.
You don't know that.
It's you, Roy.
What?
You're nervous.
You're nervous too.
But I'm not the one tapping my fingers on the chair.
Oh.
And so we find out that Roy was the one causing the tapping noise due to his nervousness. Yet, as Roy and Ethel sit back and relax a little, and Roy has his hands clearly in view and is not tapping, there is a faint sound. It keeps getting louder and louder until Roy and Ethel hear.
Set the little lamb to the shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
You just heard Tap, Tap, Tap by Jack B. Levine from Jakespeare Virtual Theater Company's Podcast Plays. Tap, Tap, Tap featured the vocal talents of Carol Cahill as the narrator, Rosemary Raines as Ethel Belcher, and Richard Alvin White as Roy Belcher. Now, stay tuned for a brief interview with the playwright, Jack B. Levine. And we are here now with Jack B. Levine, the playwright of what you just heard, Tap, Tap, Tap. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Loved Tap, Tap, Tap. You actually sent, you're welcome. You actually sent us three submissions, and I had a really hard time deciding which one. But Tap, Tap, Tap sort of won it over. And I guess I can say this now, because by this point, if you're listening to this, the audience has already heard the play since we just did it. I loved like the twist ending. I loved the little surprise there at the end. So let me ask you as the first question, did you have that in mind from the get-go that it was going to be, the character making the noise and not some supernatural entity or some serial killer or something like that? Or did it just come to you while you were writing it?
Actually came to me. I did not actually know. As a matter of fact, that whole play was, I was having a little bit of a problem trying to figure out what I wanted to write next. And a friend of mine said, hey, I got an idea for you. Why don't you write something with tap, tap, tap? I said, well, what do you have in mind? He says, I have no idea. You figure it out.
Okay.
So I went through a series of what can I use tap, tap, tap? You know, maybe it's a drip or something like that to drive somebody crazy or whatever. So I came up with that. And what I did know is that I would have some line in there or something in there that had to do tap, tap, tap. And that's just then went down there. And since I have done improv, a lot of the things I have fun with, I'll improv it, and then after I write it, I'll start going back and edit it so it makes sense, doesn't have extra words and that sort of thing.
Right.
So that's
right.
How that came about.
Interesting. I always find it, as a writer myself, I always find the where the inspiration comes from, and something as simple as a sound, as you just described, Ken, is a very interesting place to start. I think I might have to try that sometime. Now,
Jack, you're an older gentleman, not that there's anything wrong with that. The characters yeah. in the play are, you know, they're probably older as well. Is right. any of this, whether the actual story itself or even any of the conversations or the relationship, is any of that based on you and in real life, or is this completely someone totally unlike yourself? And I'm assuming your wife.
It's all creation. There's nothing real about it. I just had fun with the characters. And the reason I use people in their 70s, I happen to be 77, wow. is because I've heard and seen that there's not a lot of roles for people of our age, people like me, right. And so I I've done a few plays with the older characters, but it made sense to have older characters.
Yeah. Did you see yourself as the male protagonist here?
I didn't really, but I will say that when I develop a character, I need to understand the character. It's almost like acting. I need to understand the character because that's how the dialogue comes out. So I think myself as that character, or in this case, the husband, the wife. And then once I got that clear in my mind, then I know how they speak. And right. that's critical in a play, as you well know. And yes. then I let it flow. And then the editing comes in because you'll always have extra words, you'll always have extra dialogue, and you need to get it tight.
Sure. So you go through this whole process. How long did it take you to write Tap, Tap, Tap?
It actually only took a day and a half.
Only a day and a half. Well, sometimes genius strikes, right?
It was a labor of love. Uh-huh. And I tend to get my inspirations about 11 p.m. to midnight. Yes. And I unfortunately, I find myself sometimes at 1-2 o'clock in the morning by my computer tapping something out, writing something. Exactly. But then when the daytime comes, then that's when I do the editing.
Sure. Well, you know, that is when people say that all of the thoughts and everything that you've seen throughout the day, it's all kind of simmering right there before bed. And so, and especially for this play, I would imagine that writing that late at night perhaps kind of added to the whole mood and atmosphere. You weren't writing in the middle of a snowstorm, were you?
Make it even better? No, it was actually a summery day. No, not at all. I think the fun part of being a playwright, and like an actor, you get in your mind what you want to become the reality. Mm-hmm. And so whether it's raining hard, and it really isn't raining hard outside, it doesn't make any difference. As long as you understand what you really want and then embrace it and then encapsulate that in what you're doing, what you're saying. Yeah. That's the fun part about writing.
Yeah, totally. Are you a scary story, horror story fan in general? Or is this
Most of my plays are the romantic comedies, the light humor, mm-hmm. the farcical. Mm-hmm. But I've tried different things. Like I did one play, a very serious play, a short play on science fiction. Mm-hmm. I've done, I did a spaghetti western, but only it was comedy. So, you know, I like to try different things, but my thing that I really get down to most of the time is a little bit of comedy, because I've done stand-up comedy, so I kind of tend to go that way.
Yeah, and if anyone who's worked with you, I've worked with you a few times, and we've communicated a lot. You are a very funny guy, so I can definitely see that. You're a romantic, Jack. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, 49 years of marriage, I think. Hopefully I am.
Got some good material for that, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like you said, you're also an actor. Is there one you like over the other, acting, writing?
You know, I've had several interviews and the same question asked, and I'll give the same answer. When I'm doing acting, I love it. When I'm doing writing, I love it. When I was doing improv, I love it. When I'm doing stand-up, I loved it. Mm-hmm. I'm totally engrossed in whatever I do, and I always say, put your full commitment to it. And you don't really get the most out of anything unless you put your all into it. And so that's, And plus the fact I'm retired, so I'm not looking for money. It's not a career. And so it's all about enjoyment. So I, why do something if, you know, you don't enjoy it? So
I, amen. You know. Amen. Well, Jack, I could talk to you all day, but the listener needs to probably eventually get out of the car or leave the gym, wherever they're listening to this. But for the folks out there, let's see, this is airing right around Halloween time. Jack, you, since we're talking about acting, also concurrently at this time, Jack, you are strutting your acting skills in our production of Dr. Faustus, the yes. classic Marlowe play. Who do you play in Faustus?
I play Pride, one Ooh. Of the seven deadly sins. And I play, this will be surprising, the yes. old man.
The old man.
That was a stretch.
It was. A little bit of typecasting, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I don't know why they picked me for that.
who knows? Well, I'll get back to you. So Jack, always great to talk to you. Always great to work with you. And thank you for joining us for this little chat.
Thank you.
All right. That is Jack B. Levine, the playwright of Tap, 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 and stand-up comic, writer, actor, you name it. He'll probably do it right here on Shakespeare Virtual Theater Company's Podcast Plays. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Shakespeare Virtual Theater Company's Podcast Plays and Tap, Tap, Tap by Jack B. Levine. We'll be back next week with another episode of Podcast Plays. Be sure to hit subscribe so you are updated when that is available. Also, if you think you have a play that would work well for a podcast play, send it to us. Please visit www.jakespearevtc.com/submit.